So this is the opening of the Fanmaker's Inquisition, Chapter 1. A fan is like the thighs of a woman. It opens and closes. A good fan opens with a flick of the wrist. It produces its own weather, a breeze not so strong as to mess the hair. There is a vocabulary attendant upon fan making. Like a person, the fan has three principal parts. Les brins, or ribs, are most often of wood. Les panaches, or as courtesans call them, the legs, also made of wood or ivory or mother of pearl. And these may be jade, green, the color of the eye, rose, the color of the flesh, and white, the color of the teeth. The mount, and this is also a sexual term, which is sometimes called la feuille, or the leaf, another sexual term dating, it is said, from the time of Adam. The mount is made of paper or silk or swanskin. Swanskin? A fine parchment made from the skin of an unborn lamb, limed, scraped very thin, and smoothed down with pumice and chalk. The mount may be made of taffeta or lace or even feathers, but these are cumbersome. A fan trimmed with down has a tendency to catch to the lips if they are moist or rouged. A paper fan can be a treasure, especially if it is from Japan. The Japanese make the finest paper fans and the most obscene. These are sturdier than one might think. Such a fan is useful when one is bored, forced to sup with an ailing relative whose ivory dentures stink. It is said that the pleated fan is an invention of the Japanese, and that the Chinese collapsed in laughter when it was first introduced to China. The prostitutes, however, took to it at once. Why is that? Because it can be folded and tucked up a sleeve when, having lifted one's skirts and legs, one goes about one's business. Soon the gentlemen were sticking theirs down their boots, a gesture of evident sexual significance. Once I saw a fan from India. The panaches were carved to look like hooded cobras about to strike the naked beauty who, stretched out across the mount, lay sleeping. That was a beautiful fan. Earlier, you referred to the three parts of the person. Name these. The head, the trunk, the limbs. Please continue. Little mirrors may be glued to the fan so that one may admire oneself and dazzle others. It may be pierced with windows of mica or studded with gems. A telescopic lens may be attached to the summit of a panache. Such a fan is useful at the theater. La Comtesse Jamblette owns a fan made of a solid piece of silver, cut in the form of a heart and engraved with poetry. Everything is to your taste. You snap up the world with haste. A red fan is a symbol of love, and a black of death, of course. When the fan in question, the one found in the locked chamber at Lacoste, was ordered, what did Sade say exactly? He came into the atelier, looking very dapper, and he said, I want to order pornographic ventilabrum, and he burst out laughing. I said, I understand pornographic, monsieur, but ventilabrum? A flabellum, he cried, laughing even more, with a scene of flagellation. I can paint it on a fan, I said, somewhat out of patience with him, although I have to admit I found him perfectly charming. On velvet or on vellum, and I can do you a vernis, Martin. This caused him to double over with hilarity. Do me, he cried, do me, you seductive, adorable fan-maker, a vernis, Martin, as best you can and as quickly as you can, and I will be your eternal servant. You do me too much honor, I replied. Then I took down his order and asked for an advance to buy the ivory. Because of the guild regulations, I purchased the skeletons from another craftsman. Sod wanted a swanskin mount set to ivory, which he wanted very fine. Meaning? The ivory of domesticated animals is brittle because the elephants eat too much salt. Wild ivory is denser, far more beautiful, and more expensive, too. For pierced work, it cannot be surpassed. Then, the mount needed thin slices of ivory cut into ovals for the faces, les fesses, the breasts. This request was unusual. I have received stranger requests, citizen.